song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes! Hey, you know what I mean.
Too much?
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. We are broadcasting to you live on Rumble X and YouTube from the beautiful village of Cary. This is a independent venture from myself to try to bridge the gap between social media and I don't know what's going on with my camera right now. It's to bridge the gap between social media and getting involved with your community. So what that is that we can have a voice and we can shout it from the rooftops. And it seems like so often that we type something, it's like a local issue, and we'll type something online and we want to get our voices out, but it just gets buried in the sea of what we have as social media today. So this is me and my attempt to bring our community tighter together and to start talking with our neighbors and to start talking about the issues. For instance, one of the local things that just got passed, first of all, happy Monday. It's very close to the new year. It's late. It's a late one. It's 9:51 here on December 30th. And if it's your first time joining us, welcome. Things go off without a hitch here, as you can see. We like to focus on local issues. There's a lot of stuff that can get on the docket that some of us don't know about. And then when we do find out about it, it's too late to really have a say and to try to do anything. So one thing I've been looking at is this project here. This is a It's a two-phase project. The first phase will have 216 apartments, and then the second phase will have 180 apartments, totaling 400 apartments to the Village of Cary, which brings the total apartment projected apartment counter to over 1,000 that can be slingshot. What's the past tense of slingshot? Slingshot? That can be catapulted like that pretty quickly. I think they want to build right across from the municipal center, the village hall. They have that land for some apartments, and they have these right off of 31 that they're wanting to put up right on the back end of the homes there off of Cimarron. Or not Cimarron, New Haven. So right above that red box there is Walmart's. And then New Haven Road terminates right there behind Walmart. And it's actually New Haven Drive. It'll become New Haven Road because it'll blow through to 31. And it'll butt up with a landscape relief there right behind those homes there. So it's something that those folks might not even know about. And I'm just trying to bring some attention to it as the stuff is on their way. It's pretty early in the stages. They still have to go through rezoning. They still have to go through approvals of everything. But this is in the works, folks. And I'm not against, the growth of Cary. I just want to make sure that it's put out there to where more than eight people can... more than eight people that can have a say. So I want to make sure your voices are heard. So right now that's what is proposed with some commercial in front. The commercial is not planning to be built. It's just what they call pad ready. So it'll just, until they find a buyer or a potential builder, that'll remain vacant as pad-ready sites for commercial sites. And then, of course, Maplewood. They also want to bring quite a few apartments over to Maplewood, where this billboard, this scoreboard came from. They want to put, when I say they, it's pretty much the village wanting to bring in more revenue for the village by apartments, by leveraging apartments. So we've touched on this in prior videos. It was a there was a Maplewood special that we did. So if you want to take a look at that, that's in the archives. And then we also have, what else do we have? Also, at the end of the program tonight, since it's late and it's getting close to New Year's, I thought it'd be fun to take a blast from the past and take a look at some historic aerials. So I have a pull-up of historicaerials.com, and we'll just roam around there and take a look at what once was. I think there's some aerials from like the 40s. So that'll be fun. And then some local events. Let me get in order here. The Cary Grove girls basketball, please join us at the Now Arena on January 14th. It's an incredible opportunity for both programs. CG varsity boys and girls are proud to announce a game at the Now Arena. I think the Now Arena used to be the Allstate Arena. It says Cary Grove Trojans versus Burlington Central Rockets at the Windy City Bulls. So that'll be fun. Crystal Lake is considering Historic Preservation Commission wants to submit the downtown train depot to the National Register of Historic Places. So I'm you know me, I'm a historian, so I appreciate whenever history can be preserved, responsibly to where it's not hindering growth. But I think, you know, now more than ever with our children inundated with technology, I think it's good to keep our feet grounded with some historical landmarks within the places we live. So kudos to them. The Northwest Herald says a Treehouse Play Cafe in McHenry will have a liquor license for parents while children play and during birthday parties. So let me know in the comments below what you think of that. Do you think that's a good combination? I know Chuck E. Cheese already does the dance between alcohol and kid watching. And so I mean, if they kind of have it figured out, but what are your thoughts on that? Let me know in the comments or send us an email at voicescarry@proton.me. Do you like that idea? I know I was a fan of Impractical Jokers when that was a big hit, and they did a show out in New York, and the first time I saw that concept of alcohol and kind of like a child play place was on a special that they did at one of those places out there in New York City. So that's making its way, and we could see that in Crystal Lake. So let me know what you think. The Fox River Grove is seeking court approval to demolish a long-abandoned apartment complex as lawsuits among contractors and the developer continue. So they are looking for a resolution with that monument that is out there. The Cary Dairy Ice Cream Cafe, smooth transition, is, where is it? They say, be the talk of the new year and order or pick up your next ice cream cake from the Cary Dairy. Ice cream cakes available for custom order at carrydairy.com or pick up a stock cake in store. They're good looking cakes. And then another local business, Peaceful Project, which what the Peaceful Project started as there's business incubators in McHenry, which is like a strip along the Riverwalk of buildings that are able to be leased at an affordable price to business owners to start and try out their concept. And that Peaceful Project started there, and then they also opened recently in downtown Cary. So congratulations to them. And the Cary Park District is partnering with them. They say, are you ready to put your puzzling skills to the test? Join us for an exciting speed puzzle competition at the Peaceful Project, Sunday, January 12th. So if you got the skills to pay the bills with puzzle rendering, event details complete to finish the same 200-piece jigsaw puzzle in the fastest time. You can register as an individual or as a team. That looks like a fun time. I don't know how good I would be at that. I think I might sit that one out, but I have been to the store, and it is a fun store. It's picked up something for Christmas there, so I highly recommend checking that out. Cary Grove Trojans Travel Basketball, our fourth grade player of the week is number 3, Beckett Bays. Coach Kaplan says Beckett was able to use his body to consistently work and get position under the hoop, kind of like a Rodman, working the paint, as well as setting a couple killer picks within our offense. We might see a future Rodman without the hair color. So congratulations to Beckett Bays for getting in the paint there. And then Cary Grove Performing Arts posted. They say get ready to go back to dance class and work on your skills with Miss Kaylee. Sign up now through DSP. Turns, Leaps, and Jumps Workshop, January 8th. So that's available. And then that's all I had for you for current events. I wanted to just... bring up this project again. What are your thoughts on it? Let me know if you have if you live in the area or if you know somebody that lives in the area, kind of get a penny for their thoughts and see what their thoughts are about blowing that road through. And I'd rather get the conversation started now than when it gets too close to be able to have any say in it. So this is your show. This is your platform to make a voice, whether for or opposed. I'm here for you. And then also, let's take a look at some historic aerials here. Where are we here? I'm gonna have to get up. I did one earlier and it was really cool. It was it's like the jewels. There's Felpro. Oh, here's 14 right here. Yeah, I think I went in here and took a look at it. There's the high school. Lions Park, and then you can go, this is historicaerials.com, and then you can go to aerials, and they have all these. Find a cross street here. It's hard to see on this monitor. Okay, so right here. So this one I did. There's the Jewels, 696 Three Oaks Road. Here's 2021. And if you go way back, 1946 is rendering. Yeah, it kind of looks like the Back to the Future estates when he came back. It's amazing how everything gets built up. We can go see, that's where the high school is. No high school at the moment. And then there was one, this mink trail here. This was the mink farm. Right here off, there was a mink farm in Cary. And I believe this is it. Felpro would be right up here. Felpro Conservation used to be a manufacturing facility. Let's see if we can see some buildings out there. There used to be like a pool house and go over here, and I think that's the River Bend right there. Go back to 46 and see, yeah. 53. So that was the mink farm. And then let's go to 2005 for the mink farm. Let's see what it, I think it was already gone yet. Houses. So yeah, historicaerials.com. It's fun to to bounce around on here and see. See what once was. I thought the jewel one was kind of cool. That was the first one that I did was, of course, go to the jewels and see what that used to be. And just hitting that 1946, that was kind of a shocker to see nothing there. I mean, you just assume, like, in your daily life, you go, you just make a run to Jewel, and then you go back home. It's fun keeping your feet tied to your roots of where you came from and what once was. I think keeping history alive is good for our youth, because they can get, you know, caught up in you know, the hustle and bustle of daily life. So historicaaerials.com, give it a try. And then also our historical society, our McHenry County Historical Society, is also a fun resource. They digitize so many articles and journals. It's really a useful resource for even students to do research projects locally as well. So thank you for joining for this Voices Carry Live. I wish I had more current events for you. I think people are gearing up for New Year's. We're going to have a fun show tomorrow. And then also, I wish all of you the happiest of New Year's, and may all of your resolutions come true. We broadcast live every weekday on X, Rumble, and YouTube. This is a show for you. You can email us at voicescarry@proton.me. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And we'll shout it from the rooftops. And then I'm thinking about doing a set redesign to make it to where we can have some guests come on and, you know, do some interviews and have some fun. I think I'd be more entertaining if I had somebody to banter with. So definitely some fun times ahead. So have a wonderful evening. Thank you for joining me for a Voices Carry after dark, not after midnight, but close enough. We will see you tomorrow on Voices Carry Live. Have a great night.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky. This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.